From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was damaged in a terrorist attack just 12 days ago, but Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday. Speaking to reporters on Saturday, the airport's chief executive, Arno Feist, confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will depart for Faro, Turin, and Athens. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward returning to full operation.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first four lanes, then eight lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Meanwhile, Belgian police made several arrests following a tense confrontation between right-wing protesters and anti-racist youth in Brussels on Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama praised this week's nuclear security summit, saying it gave visiting countries a chance to focus on the fight against terrorist groups like the Islamic State. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that no terrorist group has succeeded in acquiring nuclear weapons, and the world needs to make sure the deadly materials are secured.
Working with other nations, we've removed or secured enough nuclear material for more than 150 nuclear weapons, material that will now never fall into the hands of terrorists.
Despite the president's efforts, much of the world's plutonium and enriched uranium remains vulnerable to theft. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan dedicated a Turkish-funded mosque near Washington Saturday. In his speech, Mr. Erdogan, who was in town for the nuclear security summit, said that he hopes the facility can help eliminate intolerance that he sees from some U.S. presidential candidates. He said it's very interesting and shocking to observe some of the presidential candidates using allegations that Muslims are terrorists and using those labels against Muslims on a continuous basis. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has, in recent weeks, called for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. His rival, Ted Cruz, has called for increased police patrols in Muslim neighborhoods across the country. Mr. Erdogan called it absolutely unacceptable to blame all Muslims for terrorist attacks in the West. Syrian officials said Saturday the army had found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Some of the bodies had been beheaded. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the discovery of the mass grave. Also Saturday, heavy fighting was reported between Syrian government forces and rebels, including the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front outside the city of Aleppo. Reports from Mogadishu, Somalia, say that seven people, including three intelligence security officers, died in three separate shootings on Saturday. The violence came just one day after confirmation from a U.S. official that an airstrike had killed a senior member of the al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan Ali Dor's death was confirmed on Friday. The Somalian government last year put him on a most wanted list of 12 people involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town, that is, of Dikli, in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect April 4th. Under terms of the plan, migrants who arrive illegally in Greece from Turkey will be sent back unless their application for asylum is accepted. In return, the EU will resettle thousands of legal Syrian refugees directly from Turkey, one for each Syrian returned from the Greek islands. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.